Today is Wednesday, February 9th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm tired today. You know, I actually went to bed really, really, really late last night, and really late. Mark and I stayed up later than normal because I'm not going to get into a lot of detail because I'm going to talk about this on Mix Minus or The Mix, and you guys could hear that Friday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern at pride48.com. And so I'm going to talk about that over there, but we are planning for our vacation in July, and it's our anniversary. Seems so weird. I mean, now that us LGBTQ plus folks can get married, it seems a little bit less, an anniversary seems a little have less weight when you're not married. But anyway, it's our 10-year anniversary of becoming boyfriends, and in July. So every July 4th, we always go on a trip, and we're planning that very trip. And I'm going to talk about it on Mix Minus. So we started planning more in detail, and I didn't used to be this person, but we were looking at various options, and, you know, I decided I needed to make a spreadsheet. A lot of times when we're trying to choose what we're going to do, we'll make a spreadsheet, and then we've even done this before, and this was my idea, so I don't want to pin this on Mark, but at one point, I even said, okay, what we're going to do is a blind scoring. So I'm going to list different options for this vacation. I'm going to give price tags. I'm going to give some, you know, things we can do in this particular, like if we're picking a city. You know, because a lot of times we're picking, are we going to go to, you know, you guys are going to hear dogs barking, I think. You may not. I may call attention to it and you not hear anything because of noise removal. But my parents brought their dog, and we usually keep the doggy door closed because Sydney cannot be trusted. We have dogs on either side of us, and our dog is a barker. I hate to admit it, but our dog is a barker. My parents brought their dog today because they're going out of town to see my brother, and we're watching Shane until Sunday, and Shane is used to using a doggy door, whereas Sydney is used to using a doggy door, but we've also trained her to go out 3 times a day, 1 walk and 2 just going out, and she's okay with that number of like bathroom sessions, and she's fine. So because we have dogs on either side of us and she loves to bark at dogs, we just end up closing the doggy door. But because Shane is here and last time he was here, he used the bathroom on the floor. We need to have the doggy door open for him. So you may hear barking. They're outside right now and Sydney is barking at the neighbor dogs. So anyway, all that. So I stayed up really late. I was making a spreadsheet, and you know what? Like I said, one time we scored them, but it was a blind scoring, so we couldn't see what the other person was scoring, and that we each got like our own tab of the spreadsheet. And then I created a formula that summed and averaged the scores. I don't think we're going to do that this time. He and I are both very indecisive, though. I'll lay out all these options, or he'll come up with all these options, then we'll say, okay, which one are we going to do? And it's like, oh, I don't know. What do you want to do? Well, I don't know. What do you want to do? And then it's just back and forth, and you know, it's what we do. So I was up until, I was probably laying in bed making the spreadsheet until 12:30 or 1. And then I wasn't sleepy because I had gotten my mind all active. And so I ended up watching like YouTube videos. I think I finally went to sleep around 2. I mean, I finally fell asleep while watching a YouTube video, I think, is what happened. Normally, I'm asleep by like 12:30. So I'm really tired. Bottom line is I'm really tired. We've been watching Celebrity Big Brother, and we're not doing a recap of Celebrity Big Brother on But First. We're not doing that. I didn't get enough interest, so I thought I might cover a little bit of it here. So look, I'm caught up. If you're a Big Brother fan and you're watching it, I don't know where you are, so I'll just say I'm probably going to talk about a few things that might be spoilers. And so I just want to say, you know, right off the bat, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to say things. So yeah. Anyway, I am not going to remember all of them, but like Chris Kattan, this other Chris that is from NSYNC, can't remember his last name, Kirkpatrick, I think, Cynthia something or other, I don't even know what she's famous for, Misha something, she's an MMX person, we got Mirai, she's a ice skater. And it's interesting because Mark and I are also watching the Olympics, and this Mirai chick, I probably shouldn't say chick, but this Mirai chick, she was in the Olympics 4 years ago. And I said to Mark, I said, you know, I wonder if she retired from ice skating. Well, it came out, or we saw in some article, that no, she still ice skates. She just didn't make the Olympic team this year. So anyway, she's not at the Olympics. And she's there. And then we've got some Shayna person who's like a Real Housewife, I think. Teddy something or other, who is also a Real Housewife. Chris Kattan, by the way, he's a former Saturday Night Live person. And then we've got Todd. I can't remember his last name, but Todd, he's the guy who was Willis, I want to say, on Silver Spoons. What you talking about, Willis? You know, he played Willis, not Arnold, but or the little guy, but the brother. And then Carson Kressley, was in the original Queer Eye, and I've met him only in passing. He emceed a fundraiser thing we did when I was in the Turtle Creek Corral. So I met him. He was a big smoker. He would go out a lot and smoke on his breaks. I don't know if he still is, but he was then. That was like, I don't know, 15 years ago or something. Todrick Hall, which is, you know, he used to be a YouTuber. I guess he still does, but he's a dancer. He's a producer, a music producer. I think he's been on TV. I don't know. But anyway, so I'm probably missing somebody, but those are the ones. Anyway, regardless, Carson and Todrick are both gay. I don't know about Chris Kattan. He seems like he could be gay, but anyway, I don't know. So I'll just say, you know, Todrick, the main thing, I'm not going to have time to go into like everything that's happened. They've already had two evictions, because they're having two evictions a week, and already had new nominations and all this kind of stuff. So obviously I'm not going to go in depth into a review, but I just want to say I'm having this same thing where I will like somebody and then they will become powerful in the house and then I don't like them anymore. Specifically this Todrick. Because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to love Todrick and Carson. They're both gay. They have two gay people in the house together, which never happens. And they were in an alliance together. Then Todrick goes off and forms an alliance with the jocks, with the athletic people. He doesn't form one. They asked him to be in it. And then now he's throwing Carson under the bus and wants Carson to get evicted. And I love Carson. I don't like Todrick anymore. That's what I'm saying. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.